Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our topic of five things you need to know before you go to bed. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and check those out. We're basing this off of one of the local news stations and their evening newscast would share five things you need to know before you go to bed. And obviously these were news items, but I'm sharing five things I think in your relationship with God that I think you need to be reminded of and encouraged with. We only got through two of them. So the first one was, do not believe in the lies of Satan that you are not loved by God. A lot of people, life's really beating them up and they're discouraged. I don't think that God loves them anymore. And the enemy loves to whisper that in our ears over and over and over again. We were based that on Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, where the first lie happened. But the second one was, remember, with God, all things are possible. We talked about what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He said, with people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Not some, not most, but all things are possible. But we also shared that sometimes it may not be the exact way that we think God should work or move in a situation. But I hope if you miss that, you'll go check out the podcast at our website, hopeishere.today. All right. The third thing that I want you to know before you go to bed tonight is remember, you cannot earn God's love. Remember, please, you cannot earn God's love. For type A people like myself, man, that's hard because I really, really, I like to do things. I like to accomplish goals, and I can get really guilty about trying to do so many things for God instead of just being with God. And I can be very guilty of being a human doing instead of a human being. And then later I get fatigued, and then I start getting a little frustrated with people and maybe start to get a little angry because I'm doing too many things over the past few weeks or months, and I don't realize that. And I need to be reminded of this myself sometimes, that we cannot earn God's love. In fact, we're reminded of this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You know, friends, I tell you, I was executive pastor at a large church for 10 years, and you know, God used me to help guide this church through some really, really challenging seasons there. And I was very fortunate to be able to provide some really good servant leadership. And, you know, I have to be honest, I kind of thought that maybe after I left that the church might struggle a little bit. And the fact of the matter is they didn't. They're doing well. I've been gone several years, many years now, actually, and they're doing just fine. And, you know, one day God just really spoke clear to him. Yeah, I did use you in some pretty powerful ways in a few challenging seasons during your decade of service there. But you know what? It's not about you. It's about me. And I could have used anybody else, Greg. You were just willing and being humble and did what I asked you to. You were being obedient. And the Bible says that God prefers obedience over sacrifice. And I want to ask you today, what is it that God wants you to be obedient in? I mean, we all know there's something we need to do. Is it making amends, saying you're sorry to a loved one, a family member, a coworker, maybe even your spouse, a parent to a child, definitely a lot of children to their parents, no matter whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old. You know, sometimes parents and children butt heads, and that's okay. But, man, don't let Satan cause your family to get distance from one another because of feelings being hurt and because of people being offended. One of the best books I've ever read about being offended is called The Bait of Satan by John Bevere. And if you've really been hurt by some people in your life, or you kind of know as I'm talking about this, you know, if I'm really honest, I do get offended quite easy. And it's just something subtle, doesn't happen over time. And in this culture we live in, everybody seems to be just on the edge of being offended. You know, we can't disagree with anybody and just say, well, I love you, but we'll just have to agree to disagree. It's if you disagree with somebody, then supposedly you hate them or you can't be friends. And it's just really, really sad how the enemy's come in and got a foothold in that. But I want to just encourage you and remind you that, you know what, God loves you if you never did another thing with him, or I'm not saying with him, but for him, okay? God wants you to spend time with him, but God's not going to love you more if you do a lot of acts of service, or he's not going to love you less. Now, to me, if you love somebody, you want to spend time with them, and you want to bless them with doing things. So that's just a byproduct of a very healthy and loving relationship. Yet, a lot of times people can get really guilty of just doing too many things. And they get worn out. And they get mad at other people because they don't feel they're doing enough. And a lot of times it's about maybe us doing less and maybe sometimes others or a certain person in a situation relationship doing more. But the fact of the matter is, I just want to remind you today that you cannot earn God's love. And Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 are really good to look at for that. Fourth thing that I want to share with you to remind you of before you go to bed tonight is that the arms of Jesus are always a safe place to run to. I want to ask you today, are you weary? Are you worn out? Are you burned out? Are you on fumes? Are you hanging on by a thread? I know a lot of people that are. A lot of people contact me through Hope Is Here. We have a Facebook page and my personal Facebook page and through texting. I've had some people that listen that have contacted me. I had a listener contact me on Memorial Day just saying, hey, would you please pray for me? I've been struggling with depression for a couple of weeks, and I can't hardly get out of bed in the mornings. And yet on the outside, this person is very successful, has their own business, and God's bless them. They take good care of themselves. And on the outside, things look really good. But on the inside, they're dying 1,000 deaths. And one of the things that, you know, I wanted to encourage them with and want to encourage you today is to run to Jesus. Jesus is always a safe place, and to tell him your hurts and your needs. And I can say that because I had struggled with depression at one time in my life and through a lot of Christian counseling and taking an antidepressant for about 3 years, loving family and friends. I got over the hump, and, you know, I'm beyond that. But that's why I do Hope Is Here, because I've been there where I've struggled with depression, and I didn't want to get out of bed. And that's why this fourth point that I'm sharing with you of things that I want you to know before you go to bed tonight, that the arms of Jesus are always a safe place to run to. And I tell you, as I get older, there's not a lot of safe places. There's not. You know, one of mine, you know, even in my late 40s, even up to the age of 50, before my dad died, he was a safe place for me. You talk to him about anything. And he would speak truth and love to me when I needed to hear some tough love. But he also, you know, would listen and was compassionate. And yet, the fact of the matter, he's gone now, so I've got to run to Jesus a lot more. And for some of you right now, you need to know what Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 through 2 say. It says, those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know, friends, God wants to protect you. We've talked about Psalm 91 on this show before, and that is a great psalm to read if you're feeling attacked, alone, you don't feel safe. And I've shared on a previous program about how my friend Ann got it typed out for me, and where the words you and he were, she put in my name, Greg. And man, it was so powerful. In this case, it'd be Greg, who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom Greg trusts. And just that reminder to you that God's word, the Bible, is his love letter to us. And so I want to encourage you to read that Psalm 91. and put your name in there where you see the words you or he and I. And, man, it'll really bless you. The fifth and final thing that I want you to know before you go to bed tonight is do not judge others, because we're all going to need God's grace every day. And I'll be honest with you, I see this a lot with followers of Jesus, and especially mature followers of, when I say mature, long-time followers of Jesus, not necessarily mature, but long-time followers of Jesus, and a lot of them have a lot of Bible knowledge. But, man, they've got a pretty long measuring stick. And, you know, the Bible says that Jesus came full of truth and grace. But unfortunately, I'm seeing as I get older that there's a lot more truth being exhibited in the followers of Jesus' life than grace. And you got to have a balance. You got to have both. But I want to ask you today, are you a truth-filled person or are you more a grace-filled person? And that one stings a little bit, because I can be honest, there's times that I'm probably a little heavy on the truth end. And, you know, and there's certain situations and seasons, that's okay. But long-term, I think it does a lot of damage and keeps a lot of people from church. Now, I'm not saying it's okay to go and sin, so do not misunderstand me in any form or fashion. But the fact of the matter is that people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "The Word became flesh and made its dwelling among us. We have seen God's glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then we all, I say all, it seems like even people who aren't followers of Jesus, they know John 3:16. You see it at all the big sporting events, somebody holding that sign up. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And so be in heaven. They'll never die. They may die here physically, their physical body on earth, but they will live forever in heaven. But, you know, a verse that really has spoken a lot to me over the past couple years is John 3:17, the one right after that. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And friends, you know, the Holy Spirit will convict us of things in our lives, and we need to change them. Look at things a different way, do things a different way. But the enemy condemns you. The Holy Spirit convicts, but the enemy condemns. And as I've shared on this program before, in my 16 years of ministry, the number one thing that I have seen and learned is that people are much harder on themselves than God is. People are just so critical, and they won't forgive themselves. And yet the Bible tells us in Psalms that as far as the east is from the west, once we ask for forgiveness, God remembers it no more. Yet so many of us, your speaker here included, hit the rewind tape. And most of you remember cassettes, okay? And man, you'd love a song or something, you rewind it and want to hear that again. VCRs, rewinding your favorite part of a movie. And I know I'm showing my age there, but the fact of the matter is a lot of us keep rewinding our failures, and it's just not God-honoring. And so I want to encourage you to be a person that extends more grace than truth today. So to recap our last two programs, today's and yesterday's, five things that I want you to know before you go to bed. One, do not believe in the lies of Satan that you are not loved by God. Number two, remember with God, all things are possible. Number three, remember, please, you cannot earn God's love. Number four, the arms of Jesus are always a safe place to run to. And number five, do not judge others, for we all need God's grace every day. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.